The College Scam: How America's Universities Are Bankrupting and Brainwashing Away the Future of America's Youth, by Charlie Kirk, Winning Team Publishing, 2022. 288 pages with 228 pages summarized. A brief book summary from Books at a Glance. About the author. Charlie Kirk was the founder and president of Turning Point USA, a national student movement dedicated to identifying, organizing, and empowering young people to promote the principles of free markets and limited government. Introduction. People spend substantial amounts of money on sending their children to college. But is it worth it? Kirk argues that when considered under scrutiny, college can be seen for what it has become: a true scam. Now that they are filled with far-left professors who try to indoctrinate their students with lots of economically useless degrees, academia has lost all credibility and can be rightly viewed as an attempt at trying to instill and brainwash students into accepting their anti-American ideals and learning to suppress free speech. Kirk offers 10 reasons why college is a scam. Summary. Chapter 1. The game is rigged against you. The first indictment that college is a scam is that it is a game rigged against its players. Consider the rules of the game. 1. Go deep into debt. 2. Spend 4 years or more going through the motions of getting an education. 3. At the end of the process, collect a piece of paper called a diploma. 4. Spend the next 10 to 20 years paying off that debt. People play this game and spend money for their children to do so because they think that playing this game will result in more financially lucrative careers because of said diploma. The reality is that most people earning college degrees end up working jobs that do not require any kind of degree. So then, should people go at all? Higher education can be valuable provided it is within the most productive kind of setting designed to equip someone with the needed knowledge and skills to accomplish something that requires a degree. If people truly do not know what they want to do, they would be better served going into the workforce, the military, a trade school, etc., instead of wasting their time and money earning an education that does not truly benefit them. Chapter 2. The obscene cost of a diploma. College education is obscenely overpriced. People are incurring debt anywhere from $150,000 to $300,000 or more in student loan debt for education that does not equip them to work jobs that will never pay enough to justify that kind of money obligation. Now, there is no doubt that some careers will require that kind of investment. For example, medical doctors, attorneys, etc. But often their financial compensation matches their financial investment. Most people are graduating with massive amounts of student loan debt, having to make payments of $1,100 per month or more, and then they remain in a financially difficult situation for their working careers. This high amount of debt prevents many from becoming homeowners because that debt must be figured into their debt-to-income ratio that lenders consider. So instead of helping them accomplish the American dream, this very debt that was supposed to help them accomplish now becomes a powerful boat anchor, sinking their hopes of ever reaching that same dream. Some politicians have claimed that they can simply just forgive this debt, but they do not have the authority to do so. Furthermore, this debt is so difficult that in most cases, it is not even dischargeable in bankruptcy. People are literally stuck with this debt, and it often becomes a matter of complication in divorce cases because of the permanent nature of the debt. Chapter 3. Where does all the money go? Colleges have become obscenely rich at the expense of students and taxpayers. Their continued growth and wealth also makes little sense when considering their bigger financial picture. Most major college universities are funded by billions of dollars of endowments. Harvard, $41.9 billion. Yale, $31.1 billion. Stanford, $29 billion. Princeton, $26 billion. MIT, $18.4 billion. This list would include many more colleges with all the big names people have come to know and respect. Why then, if they have such large endowments, are schools like Harvard still charging their students $49,653 per year when their courses are being held online in some cases? It makes no financial sense. The system is rigged to pad the pockets of the universities, lenders, lobbyists, and politicians. The true costs are not as high as is claimed and do not justify the requirement of high tuition when these schools already have substantial endowments to fund them for years and decades to come. What can be done? There must be a student-led opposition to this madness. No one can reasonably expect the government to intervene in a system created by and from which they profit. This is a true form of oppression that must stop. Chapter 4. Colleges don't educate anymore. Colleges fail to educate people on how to think, which is at least a large part of what employers expect graduates to know. Instead, graduates have become such that employers now feel as though college has ruined them, especially over the last decade. What has happened? Colleges have become essentially assembly lines that seek to indoctrinate students with the ideals of postmodernism, critical race theory, Marxism, and much more. Even programs like STEM, supposedly designed to educate in science, mathematics, etc., are all shaped by these ideals. Furthermore, even worse, some such higher education institutes like UNC Chapel Hill have been found guilty of fraud and got burned with employers and students alike feeling their pain. It has been easy for people to claim that earning a college education will result in a higher overall income. But drawing a line between the correlation and causation is never that easy, or logically sound for that matter. There are other factors as to why self-driven, self-motivated people who can do well at college also end up doing well in life. But the college degree was not what enabled them to do so. People can add real value in life without the false sense of education that most colleges provide. Chapter 5. The Lunacy of College. The ongoing nature of the college scam is that it ruins people's ability to think. One of the primary ways it accomplishes this sinister task is by indoctrinating people into seeing the rest of the world through the lens of the woke agenda, such that to even more people, television shows like SpongeBob SquarePants is now accused of racism and capitalism, become the devil incarnate. How is this happening? Instead of having students complete courses to educate and help them to learn to think, students are spinning their proverbial wheels and financial investment on courses that end up being exercises in futility. Consider this list of useless courses. To Hogwarts, Harry, an intensive study of Harry Potter through British Isles. Politicizing Beyoncé. The sociology of Miley Cyrus. Furthermore, the woke agenda has students taking courses designed only to further ingrain the destructive Marxist agenda by wrapping students in the garb of so-called critical race theory. Consider this list of courses designed to instill these toxic ideals. Disability studies. Feminist critical race studies. Organizing water justice in California. Now, is it wrong for people to host and for students to take courses on these topics? Of course not. But keep in mind, students are paying for these courses at institutions that are supposed to equip them with knowledge and skills to enable them to obtain financially rewarding jobs, not just tickle the intellectual appetite of their professors. It would be one thing if the students were taking these courses for recreational purposes, but their college education is designed to be something wholly different. Chapter 6. How they try to shut us up. Colleges indoctrinate students with destructive ideologies that only encourage them to repress free speech and punish and/or silence anyone who disagrees with them. This happens within the schools themselves, for both faculty, students, and guest speakers. Furthermore, even at schools that claim they are bastions of free speech and invite guest speakers who are known to disagree with the status quo of the school. These same speakers are met with fierce opposition on campus, including violence and slander. In even more extreme cases, when certain colleges realized who was about to be scheduled, even the late author of this book has had speaking engagements canceled due to the administration and faculty being afraid their free-thinking environment would end up having students persuaded by the conservative ideas of said guest speakers. Many schools cannot tolerate conservative students, professors, or speakers because the true name of their institutions ought to be Brainwash You. Marxism has never valued opposing voices, as its atrocious history has shown. Chapter 7, Violence and Hate on Campus. College and universities breed violence and hate. Instead of being environments where free speech and free thinking are encouraged, the deep-seated indoctrination of Marxism has made people think in terms of oppressors and victims. Within that framework, if someone disagrees with someone else on their essential ideas, then violence and hate become fair game. This has resulted in verbal harassment and even physical attacks with black eyes and worse. Now, does that mean every liberal will engage in violent acts towards people who disagree? Of course not. But there is a common pattern of these kinds of bizarre responses just because people disagree with what they are saying. This is unacceptable anywhere, but most especially in institutions designed to educate young adults to go into the workforce. Why would people pay for this kind of education? You don't need to go to college to get your ticket punched, and you don't need to go and get your face punched. Chapter 8, Foreign Influence on Campus. Colleges and universities have been infiltrated by subversive foreign groups trying to instill their toxic, controlling, and racist ideals into students, starting in high school and especially in college. How has this happened? It has happened by the infiltration of the curriculum, as previously mentioned, but it is also happening by the installation of various campus groups. China, in particular, seeks to spread their authoritarian, oppressive ideals through campus groups known as Confucius Institutes. These are on campuses of prominent universities in multiple states. Furthermore, professors who speak out against such influences have found themselves in academic trouble and their jobs at stake. Perhaps among the more atrocious developments of these foreign influences on campus is the growing anti-Semitism. All under the guise of social justice, leftist ideals are instilled to the detriment of their supposed oppressors. There are conservatives who have made groups of their own on campus. But with so much hate and oppression being instilled against them from all corners at universities, the ongoing scammer nature of these institutions is only further magnified. These kinds of grave errors of universities ought to give serious pause for considering boycotting these institutions in recognition of the scam they have become. Chapter 9, Woke and Weaponized. Colleges and universities have unleashed waves of woke, anti-American radicals. How did something so bizarre happen? It did because the ideas of Marxism have been deeply woven into the fabric of higher education through the application of critical race theory. This theory teaches at least the following ideals. Racism is present in every aspect of society. Therefore, society can only be transformed by a race-conscious approach, not the prevailing colorblind approach. The concept of equality must be rejected in favor of equity. All people at all times must have all the same outcomes. Evidence and reason are rejected in favor of storytelling and speaking one's lived experience. Science and reason are labeled as white ways of knowing, as opposed to storytelling and lived experience becoming known and favored as black ways of knowing. U.S. history must be reinterpreted to be understood through the lens of oppression from whites to blacks, such that civil rights gains for American blacks only happened with it suited to the self-interest of the white power structure. Intersectionality must be adopted to tie racial identities to all other identities. People should be segregated into socially constructed groups according to the boxes they check, without recognition of the rights of individuals themselves as a category or their individual rights. Society should not be free and ought to be replaced with a controlled society. Anyone who disagrees with these ideas should be bullied until they conform. Chapter 10. The Professor Watch List. The 10th and final count is that many professors are leftist radicals bent on indoctrinating students. The organization that the late author of this book led is known as Turning Point USA. This organization keeps a list of professors on a watch list, given their bents toward promoting these ideals and even becoming violent with students. This list is not intended to shame anyone or get anyone fired or anything of that sort. Furthermore, professors on this list are not merely holding to the leftist ideals. They are doing far more than this. These professors are out of control, censoring free speech, hating America, and advocating for rioting, anarchy, and or genocide, promoting Marxism, and brawling with students. These professors, even if rightly considered such, are not engaged in the educating of college students. They are abusing their platforms for toxic purposes only. Chapter 11. Only in America. Given that college is a scam, it has become clear that people do not need to go to college to succeed in this land of freedom and opportunity. There is no need to buy into a scam that will only mislead, financially handicap, and leave people further from achieving the American dream than they were before they began. Furthermore, when considering the financial cost of education, these institutions with these massive endowments have enough money, just from the interest of these endowments alone, to operate for free, such that they do not even need to charge tuition. But they still do, because they exist for other purposes beyond the education of its students. Their money is meant to pad the pockets of the aforementioned groups. Furthermore, employers have begun looking far more into people's skills than their degrees, given the kind of college graduates they are seeing. Now, does that mean it is always a bad idea to go to college? Absolutely not. People need to make a plan for their life, whether they attend college or not. Our society must also begin to recognize people's strengths, even without a college education, because occasionally the well-educated medical doctor will need to pay for the services of a trade-skilled plumber. Manual skills like this are not second-rate to other fields, as one needs the other. College is not needed to be successful in America any more now than ever before. Chapter 12. How to Succeed Without a Degree. How can people succeed without a college degree? There are several steps to take, but to begin, some key thoughts need to take root. First, the assumption that everyone must go to college to succeed in life must go away. Second, the attitude which says those who don't go to college are somehow less intelligent and less wise must be jettisoned. Some of the most successful people never graduated from college, so there should not be any stigma for those people without a college education. Furthermore, there are tons of free, true educational resources online. So then, what actual steps can be taken to succeed without a college degree? 1. Formulating a life plan. 2. Building skills via all the various online and open courses. 3. Joining the military. 4. Finding a mentor. 5. Volunteering. 6. Starting a business. 7. Getting on a payroll somewhere at an existing business. 8. Applying for an internship. 9. Joining a startup accelerator. 10. Moving to where opportunities are if they do not exist where someone currently lives. 11. Living cheaply on a budget to allow for people to pursue all the above. 12. Don't go to college just to incur crippling debt for the kind of useless education aforementioned. Copyright 2025, Books at a Glance. Books at a Glance book summaries are available by subscription only and, except for brief quotes, may not be reproduced in whole or in part without express written permission.